So it's Father's Day, and now that all my siblings are out of the house, my dad says,
I would say I've drunk more coffee in the past year than in the rest of my life put together.
So I guess that means it's mocha latte time. It's a Father's Day special as I interview my dad and we make a bet about coffee, as well as the coffee scenes from Tupelo and Pontotoc, Mississippi, and of course a new song from Mod Dog, all coming up next. Welcome to Search for the Best Mocha Latte in the World. This is your host, Circus Boy Nathan, coming to you from the Flying Dutchman RV in Memphis, Tennessee this week. This is my podcast where each week I ride around on my motorcycle and search for the best mocha latte in the world as I travel with the circus. And that's right, the circus is my day job, but I have a passion for coffee, and you are along with me this week, as every week, on the adventure. So you never know what you're exactly gonna where you're gonna be and who you're gonna meet on the podcast. And as always, if I say something that makes me sound like a horse going, I don't know, that ate sour oats, well, I put it up on the podcast. I don't edit it, so it's more fun that way. More fun for you and less editing time for me, for sure. Editing takes a lot of time. If you've ever tried to put out a podcast or...
Oh, there's crazy people
outside. It's pretty late at night here in Memphis. And we're, as I said, we're in Memphis, parked downtown. Last week we were in Tupelo, Mississippi, which happened to be the birthplace of Elvis. And this week we're in Memphis, which is, I guess, the death place, or... I don't know. It's where Graceland is, as everybody knows. And, yeah, so good week. Great week. Busy week. But, yeah, not too much coffee going on. Just to give you a quick overview. We, as I said, Tupelo, Mississippi. And Tupelo is kind of a small town. They've done a lot to revamp the downtown area. So it's kind of a nice little destination. If you're ever passing through that section, if you're ever heading from Midwest U.S. down to the East or Southeast U.S., you'll definitely go through Memphis and probably through Tupelo, Mississippi there. And it's a nice little town. I if you have, you know, a couple hours, I'd highly recommend going downtown. There's some nice little shops to check out. Obviously, the birthplace of Elvis is there. And all that stuff is right on Main Street. And also there's Johnny's Drive-In, which is where Elvis ate, I guess, as a kid. And it's still the same. It still looks the same, I guess, as it did in the 40s and 50s. And they still got all the signs. And, of course, they have lots of Elvis pictures there. But supposedly it had the best burgers and barbecue in town, and the price is right too. I think for a burger and fries and drink it was like maybe $3 or, you know, three and a half. So yeah, really, really cool piece of vintage Americana to experience, for sure. So yeah, so it's Tupelo, Mississippi, and I got to also, as I was riding around this week, had a special treat of I always do an internet search, you know, for the coffee shops, and I found a roaster, local roaster, so I just called them up, you know, to see if they were a shop or just, you know, a roastery-type place, and asked them a little bit about espresso, and they're like, yeah, you know, come on by, check it out. So, it was about, I don't know, about 30 miles away, so I figured to make a nice motorcycle ride, and went up there to New Albany, Mississippi, to High Point Coffee Roasters, and met up with Dan there, and he was a very, very cool guy. It's a newer roastery. I think they've only been open since 2004, and gave me a little tour of the place, and we got to talk about coffee. And it's kind of funny how small the coffee world is. You know, the more I travel, and the more people I meet in coffee, it's, you know, it's like the more, oh, you know this person, oh, this person knows. So it's kind of cool. Definitely a small community, but friendly community. You know, everybody's all in, everybody in the business is all in the same boat. So it's really cool. But yeah, they got to talk to him up there, and bought some of their espresso, which I'm drinking here today. I pulled a double shot. I have sitting right here, and take a sip of it. Yeah, I think that's my third or fourth double espresso of the day. I think I lose track. I drink a lot of coffee, a lot of espresso. Because how else are you going to... I mean, I guess I could invite the Bulgarians over from next door and give them some espresso. They love good espresso, too. So I've been finding... I did a coffee day, actually, a few weeks back. I don't know if I talked about that, but I found out that a lot of people on the unit like espresso. So that's a good thing. But, yeah. But I'm wandering off topic. So, yeah, Tupelo High Point Coffee Roasters. A lot of fun. And we got... Then he recommended going down to Pontotoc and checking out a coffee shop down there that serves their beans. So, yeah, it was a good week. And I had a visit from a good friend on the show, which is always fun to have visits from friends on the show, and that really made my week, and yeah, it was a really good time. And now I'm here in Memphis, and I'm looking. I just started, went to a couple places today, and just started looking at the coffee scene here. And there's quite a bit to tackle this week. I hope I can get to all the coffee shops, but I don't know whether I make it or not. Well, you'll find out next week for sure. For sure. So yeah. So welcome to the podcast, and wherever you're listening to in the world, thank you for taking the time to download the podcast and check it out. Wherever you're at, you're actually right here with me here in Memphis. So you can say you got to visit Memphis this week, and you're here in the Flying Dutchman, which is my RV, and have a full coffee bar set up, and yeah, it was fun. I got my friend Cam. I got to. She loves espresso, and got to test out my barista skills, you know, because usually I'm usually just making coffee drinks for myself, and it's nice to have another palate to to bounce ideas off of and gauge where I'm at as far as my progression in espresso dumb or whatever, barista skills, I guess. So yeah, good stuff. So Father's Day. This week, Father's Day special, in about, probably 30 seconds, you're going to get to hear, going to get to meet my dad. If you remember Thanksgiving Day special, I passed the mic around the Thanksgiving Day table, and if you didn't listen to that one, I go back and check it out. It's kind of funny, pretty, you know, maybe it'll help you understand where my, I don't know, it's my family, I'll leave it at that. So yeah, back on Thanksgiving Day. But my dad was kind enough to come on the podcast and let me ask him some questions about family history and coffee, and actually we got to the point where we end up making a bet about coffee, which is a big deal for him because he's not a gambling man. So for him to we ended up making a bet about coffee. And you're saying, Nathan, how in the world would you ever make a wager about coffee? Well, you gotta listen to find out. So I'm gonna send you straight to the interview, and after that we'll come back and I'm gonna highlight some Father's Day prospective Father's Day gifts, and then we'll wrap it up for this week. So all right, enjoy. All right, so I'm here by phone with my dad, and welcome to the podcast. Dad?
Am I supposed to be saying something?
Yes, yeah.
You want to start again?
Echo, yeah. No, I'm going to keep that in now that you did.
All right.
That's going to be a part of the podcast. So happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much.
And let's see. I think you said for Father's Day you celebrated by, what was it, fishing?
Well, actually, yeah, we did go fishing in the evening.
Uh-huh.
Eve of Father's Day, before Father's Day, and I got my Father's Day gift because I caught a nice bass and was able to bring it home, but we haven't eaten it yet.
Oh, okay.
Still in the fridge, waiting to be fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, the important question about the fish is, are you going to be drinking any coffee when you eat the fish?
That's interesting. Probably not. And you're laughing, and I'm laughing. It's, the reason I'm laughing is because I'm not a great coffee drinker.
Uh-huh.
I have described myself as a social drinker. That is that I will drink it to be social with someone, but to say I drink it with every meal, I don't.
Yeah.
I usually have it in the morning when I go to work because my secretary always wants to make it for me, and then she now has got these, I don't know what you want to call it. Right now she has one called cinnamon, and I forget something else with it.
Hmm.
And so she has these interesting flavors that she comes up with, and they're pretty good. Puts in a little bit of caramel something or other.
Okay.
I don't know if you call that a chaser or what, but...
Well, it's like a flavor shot, some places call it, or something like that.
Yeah.
Is it a creamer or just flavoring?
Nah, I think it's actually a cream that has that flavoring in it.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, there's...
So anyways, I generally have coffee in the morning when I go to work.
Okay. Do you find that coffee helps wake you up so you can think?
Well, that's a good question because I never really thought coffee did that much in terms of affecting me like that, but it may a little bit. I've had some times where if I've gone to a social function, had coffee for supper and had two or three cups,
uh-huh.
Then I have trouble maybe going to sleep at night. I'm a little bit keyed up, and I think it must come from the coffee.
Huh. Yeah. Well, there's quite a bit of caffeine. I think one cup of coffee has like 85 milligrams of caffeine in it, compared to like a Mountain Dew, which has, I think Mountain Dew only has like 30 grams, or 30 milligrams of caffeine. Yeah.
Okay.
I may be wrong. I may have to go look that up. But yeah,
all
coffee
right.
out of any drink that you can drink, even more than a Red Bull, you know, like those. Energy drinks that are caffeinated.
Right.
Coffee
even
has more than that, I think. So,
huh.
Yeah,
that's
it's pretty caffeinated. So did you? I think we talked about this earlier. What kind of, was there coffee in the house when you grew up?
As far back as I can remember, yes, there was.
Okay. Yeah, because you grew up in the, we won't say your age, but. We can say the era, right, that you grew up.
All right. So, hey, it was rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, the birth of rock and roll in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Okay. So Grandpa, he drove truck for a living, and you said, did him and Grandma both drink coffee?
Well, if Grandma drinks coffee, it's very little. I was saying earlier before we started this podcast that I think Grandma drank Postum, P-O-S-T-U-M, and I actually don't know what that really is.
You can still buy it.
I was going to ask you if you knew what it was.
I think, isn't Postum just like a, I thought it was like a, kind of along the lines of, what was it, that chocolate? That chocolate mix,
Ovaltine. Well, I don't know. You might be right.
So, Grandma drank Postum, and what did Grandpa drink?
Well, he always drank coffee.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember, because he always drinks it black now anyways. I'm trying to think if he always drank it that way, and I'm honestly not sure.
Okay.
I'd have to check with him on that.
Huh.
But I know he, probably a typical truck driver. He did drink quite a bit of coffee.
Yeah.
And maybe it helped keep him awake. I don't know.
Huh.
Possibility.
Did he drink it throughout the day or just in the morning or?
No, I think anytime he had a meal, I think he drank it. And I think when he was on the road of the truck, he would stop, someplace and have a coffee.
Uh huh.
And maybe a donut or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. So was it like Folgers, the instant stuff, or what kind of do you remember?
Well, I think on the road he probably had brewed stuff, but at home they never brewed coffee. They always had instant.
Okay.
And it kind of rings in my mind that they had Maxwell House, but there again I'm not sure if that's true.
Yeah.
What about Sanka? That's a brand, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
He might have had that too around the house.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm actually. It's funny that you're mentioning all these brands because I'm actually preparing to do a taste test of
right.
all the coffees you can buy at a grocery store.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna call it the best of what's around.
and the thing of it is, who's gonna taste it? You?
Well, me and maybe some friends from the circus or. Maybe some random people I run into on the street. I don't know yet.
See which they like the best?
Yeah, and what they think about it. Yeah.
That would be fun to do.
Yeah, so. Okay, we're getting off topic. So back to you and growing up with coffee. Do you remember the first time that you drank coffee?
Oh, man, nice. No, I really don't. My guesstimate would be just being a typical kid, you know, when your parents drink coffee, my guesstimate would be that at some point I tried a little bit of it, a few sips, and see if I liked it.
Right.
And I always thought it was bitter. So, no, I didn't like it.
Okay.
But actually, in fact, you know, over the years, I have drunk very little coffee. I would say I've drunk more coffee in the past year than in the rest of my life put together.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I only drink it if I went out someplace, you know, with somebody socially, like to a restaurant or someplace, and they had coffee, and I'd order coffee maybe with them.
Huh.
So, but now, with the secretary I've had now the past 18 months, she, every morning, she's after me to have a cup, so guess what? I do.
Peer pressure, Dad, peer pressure.
I guess that's it. I hate to make her feel bad that she goes to bother to brew this stuff and then I won't drink it. So I've been drinking it, and it's all right.
Huh.
I used to always put sugar in it because, it helped, you know, take away the bitterness. But I've been drinking it now with just some cream, and that's it.
Okay.
I never add sugar.
Next time I get home, I may have to make some fresh. Well, you had for all those listening, if you go back to the Thanksgiving special podcast, we did coffee. I think we did a French press of something from what was it, the local coffee shop there in Cleona, and then I also made up some espresso drinks as well. And I think you liked that pretty well. I think I made you a latte, right?
Yeah, it seems like you might have done that. Yeah.
But you thought it was pretty strong.
Yeah, we did. Very tall. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised. So you're telling me you didn't drink any coffee at all in college?
No.
Really?
Not at all.
Huh.
Not even my graduate school at seminary for 3 years. I didn't drink any there either.
Wow.
I never had any desire to because I just never liked the stuff. I always thought it smelled good, but never tasted as good as it smelled.
Huh.
What is my thing?
Yeah, I think there's a couple different coffees that maybe
so
I
how'd
could...
you get started?
How did I get started?
Yeah.
I think it was the 8:40 a.m. classes in college my freshman year.
All right.
Because I, you know, when you're a college student, 8:40 does, you know, a.m. classes aren't very conducive to the college, shall we say, body clock of sleeping and waking so I kind of got hooked on the, because I don't think I drank coffee much in high school. I'm trying to think back and remember. I don't think I did.
I wouldn't think so, because I don't think we had it that much around here.
I think
your mom drank some, but.
Yeah, well, I think like you, I was a social coffee drinker. Right. I would have it sometimes after dinner, but it wasn't until I went through college and got hooked on the. I would always, like, if I get it from the little lunch trucks on campus there in Philly, I would always have them put a lot of cream and sugar in them, you know, kind of like you get at Dunkin' Donuts, because the coffee itself wasn't that good tasting.
Yeah.
But over the years in Philly, I tried it. There were a couple cafes there in the city that I tried, and that's kind of when I got hooked on the espresso stuff. And then I think Meg had me try the mochas, because she got hooked on those from La Colombe, and then ever since then I've been kind of hooked on. I usually, sometimes I would get maybe coffee 50% of the time and mochas the other 50%, and then I joined the circus and was drinking coffee all the time. So
that's interesting.
And decided to get serious about espresso, and the rest is history. But yeah, but I definitely didn't get my coffee drinking from you. And mom drinks coffee too, right? But what does she drink?
McDonald's. She goes to McDonald's every morning before work, because it's right across the street from where she works. I see her walk in with her cup of coffee. And of course, McDonald's right now has that special price on it. So,
yeah,
Yeah,
well, I was gonna say they're really trying to make an effort, I guess, to kind of gourmet-ize. That's not really a word, but make their coffee gourmet. You know, I guess to kind of, because they got a couple favorable reviews against Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. So I think they're trying.
Oh, yeah?
So I think they're trying to cash in on that. But
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, people that get coffee there think their coffee's pretty good, so.
Yeah. So if you had any advice, do you have any advice for other fathers out there on Father's Day, coffee advice or otherwise?
That's a good question. I guess not really. I don't know. I mean, what do you say to other dads? Don't lead your sons astray. Don't drink Starbucks.
Don't let them join the circus.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, the saying growing up was that it'll stunt your growth, but I don't know where that ever got started.
Yeah.
It probably won't. I mean, is there any evidence of that says that would stunt your growth? I don't think so.
They've done quite a few studies, and a lot of the misnomers about coffee have been pretty much dispelled. Like, you can drink coffee during pregnancy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They say you can drink up to, what is it, like two or three cups a day, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. There was that, remember the website I told you about? For those
you
of
know
you
what, my thinking is, I think people either drink two or three cups, or else they drink 10 or 12 cups a day.
Right.
I mean, I've run into both kinds of people. And, in fact, the guy I had breakfast with every Friday morning when we go to Dunkin' Donuts, you know, we get a medium coffee there. And then when we're done with our breakfast, he gets another medium to go.
Hmm.
And so I don't know how many ounces are in those medium coffees, but I'm thinking, they got to be more than 12 ounces, I think. I'm guessing 14 ounces in that thing.
Yeah.
I don't think caffeine, and then he gets another one, so he's drinking, I don't know, pint and a half.
Right.
Thursday. Huh. So that's people either tend to me. To me, people that tend to really like coffee tend to really drink a lot.
Hmm.
I could be wrong.
Well, do you think people drink coffee more for the caffeine or for the taste?
I think for the caffeine.
Huh.
I think they like the kick that gives them, and that's why they drink it.
Huh. It's interesting. So if it tasted really good but didn't have any caffeine, do you think people would still drink it?
Not to that extent, no.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay. I was reading today on a website that there's 75 million adult coffee drinkers in the U.S., I think.
All right.
Something like that. I forget what percentage of the adult population. I think it's like 3/4 of the adult population drinks
yeah.
coffee. Something like that. But
I'd be curious to know what percentage of that group that drinks coffee drinks 8 or more cups a day.
Hmm. That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do a poll of the listeners of the podcast.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know.
Okay. All right. So my dad said. What's that?
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say you're gonna have as of now, my dad says that he wants to know a poll of everyone on the podcast of how many cups a day you drink between one and three.
Let's go six and above.
Let's go six and above.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So what do you want to? Well, why don't you? It's your poll, so why don't you say it?
Okay, I would say anybody that drinks 3 to 5 cups a day, that's not too bad. You have 3 meals, you know, maybe you drink something at the end of the evening. But if you drink 6 cups or more, I think you're in the area where you're getting more serious. And I would be willing to wager the people that drink 6 or more probably drink at least 8. I would
okay.
say 8 to 10, maybe 12 cups a day.
Okay.
That's my guess.
So you're guessing that most people drink 3 to 5 cups, or you're guessing that people drink the 5 to 10 cup a day?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll bet if you drink more than 5, I bet you drink 10.
All right. Do you want to make a bet on that? I'm going to bet against you and say they drink between 3 and 5.
Okay. Well, you know, here's what I don't know. The average coffee drinker, does he drink 3 to 5 or does he drink 6 or more? And I have no idea on that score. I would like to think most people are, what's the word I want to use? Self-controlled.
They live moderately, in moderation.
Yeah. I would like to think that, but my guesstimate is the people that drink over 5. I'll bet you they're in the range of probably 8 to 10 or 12 cups a day.
Okay, so
that's
let's just
guess.
Say between 3 and 5 cups, or 5 and above.
Yep. All right.
Good. Okay. And which one do you think is going to be higher?
I think the 3 to 5 is going to be higher, but the people that are over 5, I think they're going to be at least 8.
Okay.
I'm going to have three categories, Nate.
All right.
3 to 5 group, and then we have the 6 and over group.
Uh-huh.
But within that group, I'd be curious to know the people that drink over 8 or more.
Well then why don't we make it 1 to 4 cups a day, 1 to 4 cups a day, 4 to 7, and then 8 and above.
That would be great.
Okay, and which one are you going to pick as the winner?
And I'll bet you at least a third drink 8 or more.
Which group will have the highest percentage? Because whichever one you bet on, I'm going to bet against you.
Okay, the highest percentage is going to be, you said 1 to 4 and then 5 to what?
1 to 4.
Go ahead.
Well, 1 to 3, 4 to 7, and 8 and above.
Okay, I think the 4 to 7 is going to be the highest group.
You think the 4 to 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna pick the 1 to 3.
All right.
That'll be my pick. So yeah, for all you listening, him. Now that you've listened to this whole rigmarole for figuring out this poll, go to bestmochalatte.podomatic.com, and I should be able to have the poll up there this week. And what are we gonna bet on, Dad? Like, what do you get if you win? What do I get if I win?
Man, if I win, you gotta give me a year's supply of. No, I'm just kidding. What?
Come on now, I don't make that much money. I'm just a traveling circus musician.
Right. How about you can get me a $20 gift certificate to my favorite place, which is Dunkin' Donuts.
I thought your favorite place was the Golden Corral.
No, I'm talking about where I like to drink coffee at.
Oh, where you like to drink coffee at? Okay.
Yeah, my favorite place to drink coffee is Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I'll tell you what if I do this? What about if you win? I'll get you a pound of Kona coffee, real Hawaiian Kona coffee. How's that sound?
All right.
That's more than $20.
All right.
Fresh Kona.
Will I be able to drink the stuff? It won't be that strong.
Well, no, it's really tasty. It's really good. Do you have a grinder too or no?
I don't have a grinder.
You and mom don't have a grinder at the house there?
We did have one, but I'm not sure if she still has it or she gave it to Ben.
Your brother. This is what I'll do. If you win, I'll get you a pound of Kona coffee, whole bean, and I'll get you a blade grinder to grind up the coffee.
Right.
All right.
And if I lose, what happens?
You leave me the house in your will.
I leave you the house in your will? Yeah, right. We're talking $20 versus a 100-some thousand? I don't think so, son.
Okay, I'm joking. I'm only joking.
Podcast is getting from the sublime to ridiculous.
The podcast is always ridiculous.
I'll take you to your favorite coffee shop the next time you come here, free of charge.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds fair. Okay, so there you have it. So all of you listening, go to bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. And go and fill out the poll there, and let us know if you drink between 1 and 3 cups a day, 4 and 7 cups of coffee a day, or 8 and above. What if they drink espresso, Dad? What do they do?
They include that in the count.
Well, yeah. Shall we make one shot of espresso equal to one cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. So if you get like a 16-ounce or a 20-ounce espresso drink, those usually have 2 shots of coffee. If you get the small 12-ounce, or 2 shots of espresso rather, if you get the small 12-ounce cup, that has 1 shot of espresso typically. So for those of you listening,
so a 16-ounce with 2 shots would be equal to 2 cups, correct?
Really, caffeine-wise, it really doesn't. But for our purposes, our pure data analysis purposes, yeah, it will.
Okay, that's good enough. I agree with those rules.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll shake on it over the phone, even though we're not here. But so
you
all
know
right.
What could really happen here?
What
could really happen is that highest group could be the 8 and above. It wouldn't surprise me, but I hope people are moderate and 4 to 7 is the winner.
Well, are you changing your wager?
No, I'm still there, 4 to 7.
4 to 7, okay. Yeah. Is that your final answer?
But I'm guessing that the 8 and above is going to be the second group, and the 1 to 4 is going to be the lowest group.
I think the 1 to 4 is going to be the highest, or the 1 to 3 rather is going to be the highest. The 4 to 7 is going to be the second highest, and the 8 and above will be the lowest.
I don't think so.
Well, the data
will
tell.
We'll find out.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast, Dad. And
you've got me more interested in coffee than I've been in a long time.
What's that?
You've gotten me to be more interested in coffee than I've been in a long time.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Hopefully, go ahead.
I can hardly wait to find out the results.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, it'll be on next week's. We'll run the poll for 2 weeks. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. So we'll run the poll for 2 weeks, and then maybe you want to come back on the podcast when we announce the results.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, sounds good. So thanks for coming to the
podcast. I can pray for all those people who are so addicted.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
This is going downhill. Okay, so.
I know.
Thanks for coming on the podcast, Ed, and happy Father's Day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
Alright, so welcome back. So the contest is on. The bet with my dad. I put the poll up. By the time you hear this, the poll will be up on the website. That's bestmochalatte.podomatic.com. And if you look on the right hand side of the webpage there, you'll see a place to click on which of your options that you drink, how many cups of coffee you drink on average per day. And click send in the results, and you'll get a screen will pop up and tell you who's in the lead at the moment. And 2 weeks from this podcast is when we'll announce the winner, and you'll find out if I have to, in fact, buy coffee, a pound of Kona coffee, and a grinder for my dad, or if my dad will be taking me out to my favorite coffee shop next time I'm in town there. So. We'll see. Good stuff. Well, since it's a Father's Day podcast, I figured I'd give a few Father's Day gifts. Now, by the time you hear this, it'll probably be after Father's Day, but some ideas next year for Father's Day, or, you know, really you can give a gift to your father any day of the year. I'm sure he will be very appreciative of that. And a couple ones I did a search online just to see what's out there for fathers, and a couple things that came up here. The cheapest one is obviously a coffee mug. It's a good standby. Can't go wrong with a coffee mug. You know, it's a practical device. Dads like practical things. And then, you know, it could be, I don't know, it could have like a really manly picture of like a tool or like a, I don't know, like a motorcycle or maybe nature on the mug. That would probably be a safe bet for your dad. So that's one option. Another thing is a gift card, kind of going up in the price scales, is a gift card to a local coffee shop. That's always a good thing. A lot of coffee shops these days are offering gift cards, you know, kind of as incentives for customers and gifts and so forth. And if you really want to get a little more fancy and you really love your dad, you could do what's called a coffee club. A lot of roasters or even coffee shops for that matter set up, you can have like a monthly or even a weekly shipment of coffee, of your favorite coffee, sent to you. I just was browsing around online and I saw a handful of decent roasters too. I mean, these good roasters that offer something like this. So coffee club, always a good idea. And then if you really maybe want to go together with your siblings and get him kind of like the ultimate gift, you could get a coffee maker or even an espresso machine, and that would be the ultimate gift. But make sure you do your research, because, you know, money, you don't want to waste your dollars on something that will break or something that won't brew the coffee properly. You know, you always want to look for coffee, you want to look for something that's, you know, for drip coffee, obviously, something that brews into a carafe, like an insulated thermos kind of carafe, or and also has a good spray on the head there, and heats the water up to like 200 degrees Fahrenheit temperature. And with the espresso machine, of course, there's lots of variables, but yeah, you could do your research. Make sure you do your research before you drop some money on those. So, yeah. So good Father's Day gifts for Father's Day or any day of the year. Maybe his birthday. You could also, these are also good coffee ideas for his birthday. But yeah. Well, good. So I'm gonna move on to the coffee scenes quickly this week. Not too much. Really, it was very slow this week. As I said, we're in Tupelo, Mississippi, small town. Not too much coffee happening there. So there's only looking here, what, three places this week. So it's pretty. I was making a lot of espresso in my RV to balance out the lack of mocha lattes around town. So first up, Tupelo, Mississippi, Blanche's Uptown Coffee. Now I think this used to be maybe High Point Coffee. Doing some searches in Memphis here, High Point, and they said they had a location in Tupelo, which if they do have a location, I could not find it. So Blanche's Uptown Coffee. Now this place was right in the same building as, I think it was like a Finnegan's or a McAllister's or something of that, like a deli kind of restaurant. And it's Blanche's a nice place, very open air. They have a few couches, tables, chairs, free Wi-Fi. Kind of a I don't know, cliche kind of coffee place. You know, with the art on the walls and the music and the setup, was nothing too unique about this. But it was clean and like I said, a lot of open space. Didn't feel cramped. And as it turns out, they also serve the High Point coffee roasters that I mentioned earlier here in the podcast. So yeah, good stuff. So the mocha latte, I wrote here, just a sweet tooth mocha latte here, served auto to go cup, auto whipped cream, basically a little bit of bland espresso with chocolate milk. I could take it or leave it. 2.9 beans on that one. Next up is in Pontotoc, Mississippi. I took a ride up there in New Albany, and then on the way back down, I kind of took the long way and it went through Pontotoc, Mississippi. And I don't know what that noise is. That's strange. Maybe we're being invaded. Anyway, sorry. It's a live kind of live podcast. I record it live anyway. Okay, so Pontotoc, Mississippi, Java John's. This place had a lot of small town charm to it, is the way I would put it. It's all these little towns in like Mississippi and even Alabama. A lot of them have like a town square to them, and they'll have like a city hall, and then they'll have kind of like this, I don't know if you call it a roundabout or place right around the city hall or courthouse, and there's lots of little kind of cute, charming, quaint shops like that. If you remember Tennessee, I took that ride down from where were we, Shelbyville, and that little town down there also had one of those. So that's really common in the South, and you'll find that a lot. In this case, Java John's was right off the town square, and very quaint. They also serve the High Point coffee roasters. Dan had recommended it to me, and very cool place. You know, they had some couches, some chairs, kind of like a dining room table actually, with wooden chairs. You know, so it felt very homey kind of feel to it. And they had a TV, and they have Wi-Fi. Very nice people behind the counter. I think it's a family run kind of place. The mocha here, I wrote another sweet tooth drink with auto whipped cream and auto to go cup. Although I could taste slightly more espresso in this drink, but still super sweet. So 3.6 beans on that. And last this week, I was back in Tupelo, Mississippi. It's called New Directions Coffee Books and Gifts. Now this place was, I think it's a kind of a maybe a counseling center, because there are a lot of offices inside. You walk in and there's like a counter where they serve coffee. Then there's a lot of offices. And I don't think they do that much espresso because they didn't have a grinder, and they just scoop the ground espresso out of a storage container. So wasn't too much. As far as books, there's a lot of, if you like to read, I mean, there's a lot of extra books there that you can check out and read at your leisure. And I think they have like a few little food items like muffins, cookies, that type of thing. But the mocha, I wrote here, pretty loose foam, served out of to-go cup, stale espresso was used, so pretty tasteless espresso, average chocolate, wouldn't drink again, 1.7 beans on that. So that wraps up the coffee scene for this week. And coming up Next week, going to be the coffee scene from Memphis, which is where I am talking to you right now. And so it'll be Memphis, and then we head down to Biloxi, Mississippi, right down on the coast there. And then we have, I think, like a week off, and then we play Jackson. So during that week, I'm going to try to take a motorcycle trip. And anytime I take a motorcycle trip, or any trip for that matter, of course, I take you along with me. So I may be going to New Orleans. I may be taking a trip up to Oklahoma. We'll have to see how. I haven't quite gotten all the details worked out yet, but yeah, so you'll definitely be along, be assured that you'll be along for the trip, and yeah, so good stuff. And as always, if you want to leave feedback, give you the info here for the podcast, you can reach me at bestmochalatte@gmail.com, or you can do bestmochalatte@podomatic.com. Either way, I'll get the email. And we'd love to hear feedback from you, or if there's things you want to hear about the podcast, there's also a forum. If you go to the page I mentioned, bestmochalatte.podomatic.com, which is the webpage for this podcast, you can check out, if you go on the right-hand side there, and it says create some buzz on the forum, so you can leave some comments on there, things you'd like to hear perhaps in the future, interviews or coffee topics or any of that kind of stuff on there as well. And I'm also on MySpace. I don't think I've mentioned that on the podcast, but I've met quite a few really cool coffee people on MySpace, and so that's kind of fun. If you don't know what MySpace is, then you can just Google MySpace, and it's basically a way of you have friends lists, and kind of a cool way of keeping in touch with people and sending messages and so forth, keeping in touch with contacts there. So yeah, there's a link also on the webpage for the podcast where you can it says add me as a MySpace friend there. So yeah, good stuff. And I also want to thank Blueberry Network for letting the podcast be on the network. You can find them at blubrry.com, and a lot of good podcasts going on over there as well, a lot of good stuff. So that wraps it up for this week. Thank you for joining me on the search for the best mocha latte in the world. And I'm going to leave you with a new song from Mod Dog. And he calls this Caffeine Classic. And because it has violins, so, you know, classic. So Caffeine, yes, Caffeine Classic. Good stuff. So as always, until next week, drink what you like and like what you drink. Take care. Bye.